You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
It's fashion with Penelope Noir. Look good, feel good.
Just playing some music in the background for us as we...
We'll just pull up to the bumper.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm happy good.
New
how,
year.
Happy New Year to you too. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
You hosted on Christmas.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
I hosted Drive.
And how was that?
It was good. It was lots of fun. Actually, normally every year I kind of have a posse up, but this time I decided to just do it on my own. It was good. It was
awesome.
Very stress-free and relaxing, and I got lots of feedback, so that was cool.
Brilliant.
Yay.
So what are we going to be looking at with fashion today? It's a new year.
It's a new year.
There's new things happening. There might be some old fashion popping up.
Yep.
I don't know.
Grace Jones was fashion.
She was, wasn't she?
Or is
she?
Fashion. Sorry. Still is
yeah.
fashion.
She is a scary lady, though.
I reckon she's awesome.
I think she's awesome, but she's scary.
Yeah.
I've been told that, I mean, because, you know, my friends know her. Nah. nobody I know knows her.
She's a friend
her,
from way back.
From in the womb.
womb buddies.
But yeah, I've heard that she's amazing, but a bit scary.
Yeah, I guess because she would be quite an imposing figure on us shorties.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, so today we're going to talk about marijuana.
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane. Weed.
The magic dragon.
So, and what I was thinking about was basically, you know, when you think about it, since November 9th last year.
November 9th last year.
Yeah, medicinal marijuana is legal in 28 states in America. It's still illegal under federal law, right? But it's, you know, if the state has a regulation system, then it can be medicinal or recreational.
Mm-hmm.
And they can choose whether they want to legalize it or not. But interestingly enough, some of this process started quite like in the late 70s and things like that, or like 76 in some places. And in California, where it's actually now legal to carry up to an ounce or grow six plants personally or commercially with a license, it started the process kind of like, medicinal marijuana was legalized in 1996. And then, so what I was thinking about was how that translates, you know, kind of into fashion and that sort of thing.
Socks.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You know, we get socks, we get the weed, the classic weed
like a
patch.
Hoodie.
Yeah. But a lot of that stuff, when you think about it, is kind of inspired by Bob Marley and reggae in Jamaica. So it comes with the colours that are associated with Rastafari and things like that. But the luxury brands, I feel, have been kind of like slow to pick that up. To incorporate them into fashion. But last year we kind of saw the emergence of Alexander Wang, you know, having the weed leaf on some of his clothes, and also Jeremy Scott. And there's a few other American fashion designers. But it's kind of quite weird because when you think about it, fashion is art and it's quite political. So how come it's taken them so long to kind of pick this stuff up?
I don't know. I feel like it's amazing how you can see some, like, somebody will be wearing like a pair of socks with the leaf on it, right?
Yeah.
And automatically I feel like what crosses a lot of people's minds is a certain, like, you view them a certain way automatically.
Yeah. So you think that there's a stigma attached, and
yeah.
that's why
so maybe
people
that's
might be
why
afraid to do it.
Yeah. Absolutely, especially if you're thinking about high fashion.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't want their, all of a sudden, this, because it's quite a powerful little symbol, right?
Yeah,
as soon
totally.
As somebody sees it, they're like, oh, like I hopped into the car of my sister's car yesterday and her friend gave her like a little marijuana plant, like symbol thing that smell, makes your car smell.
Yeah, not like marijuana though.
Yeah. but yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's just something around. Yeah.
So I guess, like, because when you think about it, the people that are purchasing said high luxury items on clothing are people like Rihanna and those sorts of people who, you know, we all know kind of like belong to a tribe of weed smokers, really, because they're in the entertainment industry. And I guess it is that thing where it's an instant recognisable symbol of a tribe, you know?
Yeah.
So you're
a community, I suppose.
Yeah. So you're thinking, you know, if they're not wearing Rastafari colours or whatever, then, you know, they're either, you know, just kind of weed smokers and not into that religion, or on the other side, you know. But I guess I was kind of thinking about this, and so I thought I'd have a read about it. And it kind of opens up the idea that with it becoming legalised, it's kind of a new opportunity for people to create and design new paraphernalia and things like that. So okay. You've got, you know, like on the Business of Fashion website, they kind of ask, is marijuana the luxury industry's next big item? You know, they have things like the Beverly Hills Cannabis Club, where you can buy like high-end weed.
I'm sorry, what?
The Beverly Hills Cannabis Club.
What?
Yeah, so they have clubs because it's legal in California, and it's seen to be like cigars and high-end wine and things like that. So these people are like going along, and you know, they'll go and have, they'll have tasting sessions and things like that. And so I think like people, designers, you know, object designers, sculptors, things like that, are coming up with amazing kind of like tools, like pipes and amazing lighters and things like that, like things that would have been created when tobacco was first kind of coming out, and now it's kind of being having a resurgence. Like, you know, most people are kind of used to kind of low-end kind of things that they get from various places,
like the dairy. Just go and buy like a Bic lighter and you'd be happy with that.
Yeah, but you know that people are becoming a connoisseur, you know. So if they're, you know, if they're, you know, I guess you kind of have to think about it as like, if you belong to the Beverly Hills Cannabis Club, I imagine that you're kind of wearing your Alexander Wang weed motif skirt, and you're going along and yeah, like tasting lots of different weeds and things like that. But they do have tasting sessions, and I think it's just like, it'll be interesting to see like what kind of products end up being available, you know. It's like vaporizers and things like that.
Will this, will this all of a sudden make the price of like marijuana like rise? Because it will it make it more way more exclusive if it's being used like within brands, and you know, like these things kind of like tumble into this big ball of, this is a big product now, so it's worth a lot of money, so we should make it expensive.
Yeah, well, I think like if you're talking about you know, in a legal place, the regulation is that there's a certain amount of I guess the THC and things that can be put in each product, so, and because it's regulated, they'd have to have a measure of it, so you'd probably be able to get low end and high end, hence why the Beverly Hills one is like $700 an ounce.
But that's crazy.
US dollars, you know, so that must be like, I don't know, really strong or something, you know.
Or just ridiculously priced.
Yeah, it could be. But I mean, I guess it's like fine wine, isn't it? You can go and buy one that's quite good for $15. That's quite a good quaffer. Or you can go and get one that's like really high end that you're going to kind of like, you know, sip and, you know, savour, I guess.
The power of the fashion industry as well, though.
Yeah. I just kind of feel like they've kind of been slow to jump on that bandwagon when normally they kind of like tend to be a bit more fashion forward, you know?
I mean, there's a... Yeah.
But like I think the stigma.
Yeah, yeah, and there's a lot of kind of history behind marijuana, like a lot of iconic people, usually like Marilyn Monroe, is related to them, so maybe they don't want to be like, and I mean, I don't really know, I'm no expert.
Yeah, I like how though it is legal on American Indian reservations.
It is what?
It's legal on American Indian reservations, according to Wikipedia.
Okay.
Yeah. Weird, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. USA, you're so confusing.
Polarizing. Yeah, because it's like, America always seems like such a conservative place, so it's kind of, that's why I guess I find it quite unusual.
Yeah. I wonder what Donald Trump thinks.
Oh, he'll probably try and overturn it all.
Well, thank you so much, Penny, for coming in and having a little banter with me this morning.
That's all right.
It's been great. It's nice to see you around the BFM studio.
It's good to see you too.
Thank you.
That was fashion. Ooh,
tailoring.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.